Simin Reish, Samach Gimel, Tivo, Ve'ezer Hashem, till the end. To be mesakim what we had, Vav Zayin Ches deals with the halachas of Achsanoi with regard to halachas Neiris. Just to be mesakim what we had, what we mentioned last week with regard to Achsanoi, and bring in the practical applications of the various different cases that could come up. The Mishnah Brura, clearly in the Bir Halacha, Divrei Amasko Bachurim, seems to understand that there's two halakim to halakas Neiris Shabbos. There's halakas Neiris Choyva, which it says in the Chof Hamad Bey, and halakas Neiris Shabbos is Choyva, and Rashi and Tesis both speak out that Choyva is due to the Chiv Suda La'or Haner. Rashi says because of Kavod, Tesis says because of Einik. And then there's a second halacha that the Bir Halacha seems to understand, and that's Shalai Yikasha, which was the Hemshech of the Gemara Daf Chof Ham and Beis, which is learnt out from V'tiznach Mishalom Nafshi, that there's a din al Shalom Bayis, Shalai Yikasha Beis Ve'evin, that has nothing to do with the Suda. And that's the halacha that's mentioned also in Chof Gimel Amid Beis, that if a person has a choice of either buying Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos, he should opt for Ner Shabbos over Ner Chanukah, because Ner Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis, and Shalom Bayis is Odech over Ner Chanukah. That being the case, and Rashi is a Mitzayin on that Gemara to the din of Chof Hamad Beis Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi. That being the, therefore, the Mishnah Brura understands that there's two halakha Ner Chanukah. One is that there should be halakha B'shas Nesuda, the Iker Chiv, which is the Kavod Shabbos, and that is Oynik Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. That Chazal, that Kavod Shabbos of lighting candles, Chazal or Mesachin, that the Iker should be B'shas Nesuda, because that's the biggest Kavod. That's the biggest, it's a Kavod to have a Suda L'or Aner. And then there's a second Chilek of Halakas Neiris, and that's the Halakas Neiris of the practical aspect, Shlei Kosho Beis Ve'evin, everywhere, regardless of whether you're eating a Suda in your house, you're not eating a Suda, regardless if you have your lighting anyhow in your house, but if there's parts of your house that you're going to be using the entire night, you have to make sure that there's going to be a Shlei Kosho there. There's no chash that you'll be nichshel, and therefore you have to ensure that there's light. A lot of different ha'aretz that Ta'ilim was ma'ur, and I saw that the place ma'ur, that there's a shulchan. How vite does this chash go? Let's say you might wake up in the middle of the night. Is it just until you go to sleep? Let's see if you plan on waking up in the night. Because the shulchan is mustafek, shmishav skechasa. So that the pashtus seems to be that in Echanami, any time that if you know for sure that it's going to be the middle of the night, that you're going to get up, you always get up in the middle of the night, then in Echanami you should ensure that your lights are going at least till that time. Either a candle or a light. It shouldn't be a matter that you wake up and start banging into things. Ktesa Shulchan declares, what's the story if it's going to be dark in my house tomorrow? Either by Shalosh Shuda time, or in the Bechlal of a dark apartment, I live in a machzan and therefore there's no light. Do I have a Chiv Shlei Koshel Shabbos morning? That is Mustafa Kenzai and Chazal only Mechayev at night and not for the morning. And I didn't see anybody that says that with Mechayev. It seems the only clap in the night, even though certainly it's an Eitz HaTeva, also Shalom Bayit. But whatever we say, Shlei Koshel, in a Chanam it's certainly an Eitz HaTeva to have it for the entire Shabbos. Vikr Chiyuv Kenzayin is only at night to ensure that you have a Shlei Kashal. That being the case, says the Mishnah Brura, the way that we understood, the Bir Halacha seems to understand, is that if somebody is away, a husband is away for Shabbat, staying in a hotel, and his wife is at home, if she's lighting candles at home, then Be'etzem he's Yotze with her Chiyuv Hadlaka that she's lighting in the house, even though the Iker Chiv is B'shas Nesuda, the Goyim says the Makar for this Halacha is from Shabbos Chanukah, is from Neiris Chanukah. The same way that we find by Neiris Chanukah the wife could light in the house and be mighty the husband, so too by Neiris Shabbos the wife could light in the house and be mighty the husband with the Iker Chiv of Neiris Chanukah, Neiris Shabbos. It's a big Kiddush, the Heintig of Bais Kimeh. What Shaykhis, Lecher Ner Chanukah, is a din on the bias, presuming Nisa, that we're showing that we're lighting Chanukah Licht. Mashain came near Shabbos has nothing to do with presuming Nisa. Near Shabbos has to do with eating a Suda next to the Shabbos there. That being the case, what Shaykhis does it have? Just if I'm not eating my Suda there, then what Shaykhis does it have that my wife is lighting? Says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, the way that he's masbird is that in a Chanami, the Iker Chiv is a Chiv Be'etzem, the Chiv Satorish, Meshav Skechosa. There's a lot of the high school fights go this way. He's just masbird a little bit more. That Be'etzem, there is a Chiv Asabayit also. Chazal or Mesakin, that you should light in your house, the Kavet Shabbos. Where in your house? The Iker Mokum in the house is in the place where you're eating. The place you're eating, because that's the biggest Kavod Shabbos, to light, to eat your food the next to the nearest, that's the Kavod Shabbos. We find Bechlal all over that B'shas HaSuda, there's an to light by a bris, by other places, it says, there's B'shas HaSuda, there's an inning to light nearest. Memela, as long as the wife is being Mekayim that Chiv at home, then the husband is Pater from that Chiv. He's in a hotel somewhere in the Djibouti, doesn't make a difference, he's being Yitzhak with his wife's Hadlakas nearest. However, there's another problem. It's the problem of Shleik Al Shabbat Ben. So therefore, he has to make sure that there's light. Now, many of the Heintiger priests can say that as long as you have this Shulchan, Shmishal Stefasa, the Moshe brought down in Kavod Ve'Einik, Shmuel Kamenetsky, there's many places from there actually go this way that I saw that as long as you have light coming in from somewhere else, but at them your yitz your chiv, you don't have to light. If you have light coming from the hall, from the bathroom, from outside, then at them your yitz your chiv, and you do not have to light. Therefore, somebody that's in his hotel room and his wife is lighting in his house, then he does no, and there's light coming into the room, that in a chanami he has no chiv makers into light. The place in Claire, what's the story if the wife is in a different time zone? This is somebody I was giving a share. About when Hadlakas Neiris on Friday morning, and somebody asked me, he said his wife was just in London and she was in a different time zone, he was home and she was lighting. What's the halacha? Was he supposed to light? Was he not supposed to light? In such a case it's problematic, because when she lit the candles he was in America. When she lit the candles, then it was 5 hours before it was the proper time for him to light candles. So he couldn't even yet at that time. And you have the same problem, hafuch. If the husband is here and the wife is in America, then it's really in the middle of Shabbos by the time she lights the candles. Can you be yet? So maybe it's candles to chiv on the bayis. That's what Rabbi Nissen Karel Tain is. It's a chiv on the bayis. And she was in Hobbes, and Rabbi Shturm Bachain is that way. The Ber Moshe is chirlik with kifas on the Shuvah San Hobbes. It's not like it says in Sefer Shuvah San Hobbes, Moedim Ezmanim, that not to be makel like this, it's in a different time zone, they're not to be makel. However, even if you're going to say that you don't want to be makel, however, like many poiskim, as long as you're eating at somebody else's house and being part of their Suda Shabbos Friday night, then you could be yotze with their hadlaka also. And therefore, even if you're not going to be yotze with your wife, you'll be yotze with the hadlaka of the balabais if you're eating the Suda. However, in a case where you're in a hotel room and you're eating in the hotel and your wife is not home for Shabbos, she's not lighting for you, she's not home for Shabbos, whatever it is, then in a chanam, such a case, the husband absolutely has a chiyuv to light neres. Where should he light neres? If he can light on his table, matev manoim. If he can't light on his table, then he should ask Rabbi Meir Summer to make use of his gemach, or maybe turn on a cell phone. We'll get to that exactly what to do in a minute. Bezer Hashem. Now, what's the halacha that we just all talking about if the husband is away? That's what Machaber is talking about, if the husband is away. What if the wife is away? If the wife is away for Shabbos, she's in the hospital for Shabbos, she went to London for Shabbos, and the husband is home. What's the halacha? Is the wife yoytze with the halacha of the husband in the house? Or not? So, the pasha says there should be no difference. The chiv halacha is on the bayis. As long as somebody's lighting in the house, it's not a problem. There's no difference. That's what Shmuel Shabbos can also bring down. And Rishon Chabun brings down for the Ramesha, and the Chavis Hador says that, Rishon Pasitzuk says that, Shimon Yashim from Dumani, that in a Chalami it's not going to be no difference. As long as the husband's lighting the house, the wife is patterned. The problem is that that's not the minute. When a wife is out of the house, she lights nearest no matter where she is. And that's why everybody's busy when they're in the hospital for Shabbos. What are they supposed to do? Because they can't light by the nurse's section, because it's not a place where you can be in it from Mipafal. What is she doing lighting nearest in the first place? The husband's own lighting candles. What's going on? Says the Shmir Shabbos Chassi, you're right, Betzem the halacha applies, but Lamaisa, the meaning of Nashim is to light it even anytime, any Shabbos, every Shabbos, no matter where they are, the meaning is to light it. And he brings down the Bachachim that many of the Olam saw, and if you didn't see it yet, you should see it, the Eish L'Avram on Sifchet. He says that He says that every week every woman lights neiris. B'meila, in a chanami you have to say, like the Ara says in Reb Simcha Bunim Kol Sefer, that from Shem Ramesha, that their kavana is not to be yaitz with the husband. They could be yaitz with the halakha of the husband, But they don't want to be yetz with Allah and husband. They want to light it themselves. And Mamela, they're being mechava not to be yetz with them, and they're making a bracha where they are when they're out of the house. So even though l'chura, the halacha of sivvav, should apply that when the woman is out of the house, she shouldn't have to light merits if her husband is lighting, the minig is certainly not that way. And the minig is, for most people, the minig is, we'll get in a minute, to the minig of those that don't have that way, but for the most part, the minig is that the wife lights even when she's out of the house and somebody's lighting in the house. Now, the Machaber says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if there's a problem of Shalei Kashul, then you have to light Neris. What is the problem of Shalei Kashul? When is there a problem of Shalei Kashul? So we said, as long as you're getting light, then there's no problem of Shalei Kashul. The question is, let's say I have light from the outside the house. I have light coming in from the hallway. But I want to close the door and still have light. I want to get into pajamas. And I want to have it close, my door closed, and have light also. So very good that I could access light from outside, but I'm not going to have light in my room. L'chur, in such a case, in a chanami, you'll be able to light nearest without a problem with a bracha. As a matter of fact, the Sotah Shavuot Sitzlag brings down a maril, even though I was speaking to Tom Chavon this morning, he wanted to be chirlik on how to learn the maril. But he brings down, and he's saying this really b'das Rabbi Yashar, the maril says, the maril in Shuvas HaChadashis. If you look it up for yourself, it's in Siman Mem Hei Oiz Dalet. The Maril Chuvas HaChadashis says, he's trying to give an Eitzah there for a certain case where it's not so clear whether or not you can make a brach on it, maybe there's too much light. He says you should be mafil the chaloinis. Samach la'erev la'hafil afil b'makum she'yisham chaloinis me'aner b'yisif o'er le'iluchum tashmish b'yisam makim. He says there's an Eitzah to close the door, close the tris, it'll be dark, and then you want to have more light. So you could be nene from the light which is lit there. Even though Be'etzim you have light coming in from outside, you could cause a matziv where you'll be nene from this light. How? By closing the window and closing the door. Mashma, that's an Eitzah b'chlal. We're always trying to figure out, how do you make, what should you do when you're eating by somebody else's house and you just have a room, but the room has light from coming in from outside? He's saying an Eitzah, it seems, that you'll be able to close the door and close the windows, it'll be dark, and then you feel like you. The issue with this is slightly problematic, is just that you have to be able to light the candles in the bedroom. First of all, it has to be safe, which is not always safe to light in a bedroom. You don't always have a big, great place, practically. Second of all, you don't want to go to sleep with the candles on. That being the case, then you have to make sure that the candles will last long enough till they come back to your room, but they're not on while you sleep. So practically, to work it out how it should be the exact Eitzah, in a chanami, it might not be so simple. What's that? Someone has gemach for? Someone has gemach. Spoken today, he has a whole patent of how to work it out with real candles. Cuts them down, that it should be the right size. But in a chanami, we'll get to his gemach in a minute. Practically, of how we're going to work it out when you're eating out, that we'll see in Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin. The Mechaber says, somebody that's by himself, it would seem like a bachur, a single man, a single woman, who's by themselves, they don't have anybody lighting for them in their house, then he goes to, and he's sleeping in a joint room with other people, then he has to ask the Baal HaBayis, ask whoever's house he's staying in, to be mishtatef with him, bepruta. That means to buy, which Mishnah Berurah says, you have to pay it, as long as he's magnet to you, that's enough. Now, how does this play out, Lamaisa? L'chur, this is the halacha of a bachur. A bachur that has no place, he has no chedim yuchid, he's in yeshiva with another three bachurim, he doesn't have somebody lighting on him, bebeisai. And l'chur, in chanami, this is the case, he should have to be mishtate perputo. The thing is, that the Mishnah Berurah says, that the halacha with regard to being samech in Siv Zayin, he says that when you're eating by somebody else's house, then you could be nichlal in their bayis, and you could be nichlal in their halakas nearest. Now the question is, what does that mean that I'm being samech al shulchanai? Does that have to mean bekvius? He's eating teg there. He eats there every day, and therefore he's part of the house. Or is it enough? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Hanukkah. You want to be part of their house? Dafka if you eat there kavua. But over here he quotes that halacha of Hanukkah, and he doesn't say that it has to be kavua. It sounds like, says the Shmir Shabbos and the Chavis Adar, and the Pesuchim in the Sefer, and other Paiskim, person is my name. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah over here is not being matrich that a person has to be kavua. As long as you're eating there Friday night, that's enough. Mishmul Kanvent, he goes like that also. Why is that? Because it's telling in the Shasuda. The Halakas Neir is not telling in my part of the house. It's telling in B'Shas Suda, are you having Halakas Neir or not? Remember, as long as you're eating there Shas Halakas Neir, you're eating there the Friday night Suda, then in Hanami, you could be yaitu with the balabais. That means. Well, if you're eating there, this will be your bite. This will be your bite. The problem is if you're not eating there.
But you're saying that you can be yaitu because you're eating there and it's just probably on the shofar and having bite by your suda. And I'm saying it's about the bite.
Well, certainly there's no chiv on the bayis. That's one thing that's clear, just thank you for pointing it out. There's certainly, even though there's a tzad by Ner Hanukkah, that you might have to light in your house even if you're not there. You want to wait for Shabbos, you have somebody as a shliach to light in your house. There's no tzad in the world that by Shabbos you have to light in your house if no one is there. The whole takana was that you should light in your house to be nene from it l'kavod Shabbos. The way to be nene, the best possible life is when you're eating your suda. But if no one is there, certainly there's no chiv on the body. So this guy is not going to light in his house. The only question is, where is he yes going to light? If he's part of the Baal Bayis house, then I could be part of this house for Shabbos. That being the case, a bachur is eating by somebody else's house Friday night. He be'et them according to these shitas. There are poskim that say that it has to be kavur, Mr. Karelitz, Rabbi Yashiv. But kama v'kama poskim is many to say, as long as you're eating there Friday night, then you could be yaitu. Not only that, there's a shayla b'chlal. We said in Sivvav that a husband is included in the halakas neiris of the wife. So why is a child not included in the halakas neiris of the parents? Says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky that in Echonami there's no reason that it should be any different. In Kuvas halakas. And be'etam, a child who's learning away from home, but he's still living at home, he goes back for Bein Hazmanim, it's not somebody that's already older and single and living by themselves, that's where the Be'etam they live, they're away for yeshiva. Then in Echonami they're kavua in the parents' halakha. And that's another reason why a bachur would not have to light. This is not like the Aruch HaShulchan, which we'll mention in a second. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Lahedi, not that way. He says somebody that's older, that's out for a bachur that's older, and he's out and he's learning on his own, he's like a Baal HaBayis Rechnei Asma, he's not including his parents. But Rav Shmuel says, not that way. So there's two reasons we're trying to really answer up. How come there's many, many, many bachurim that never light Shabbos? They never heard of it, they never did, no matter if they're staying in yeshiva, no matter if they're eating out, what's the reason why? So if they're eating out, there's two good reasons why they don't have to light. First of all, in the room where they're sleeping, there's light coming in from outside. And al tzachiva of the B'Shas Suda, either they're yetu with their parents, like Rishmo was saying, or they're yetu with the balabais. Now, if they're eating in yeshiva, so they're not yetu with the balabais, so then in Hanami, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you're on your own, you're not part of your parents, you have a chiv adlaka. However, what are you supposed to do? You have 600 bachurim eating in yeshiva in Beis Yeshaya Friday night. Everybody is supposed to light by the suda? So says the Shmir Shabbos Gofasa, this is how it seems the Paisim Gola Maisa, that no, everybody becomes one big family, especially in the mirror. You become all one big family, and as long as one person lights, could be they even have a box here from them. As long as one person lights, then that's your yaitzer for everybody. You might see everybody else. The big dining room, maybe you should have a bunch. If you're lighting also electric lights, then you don't have to. But that's what they say, one person to light, and we might see everybody. That's another reason. Even if you go like the Aruch HaShulchan that you're mechuyiv, however, in a yeshiva, they have somebody that's being mechuyiv to you. And that's another reason why bachurim, even if they're sleeping and eating in yeshiva, they're not going to light. However, if you're not going to say like there are bachurim that like to light. There are some people that do light in the room. Some people light with a bracha, some people without a bracha. The reason would be because they hold that they're not included in their parents' hadlaka, and they also hold that and they're eating out, and they're not part of the balabai, they're not eating their kavua. So they have a chiv to be malik, lechol hapachas in their room. They have somewhere to be a chiva to be malik. They have no one to be maiti, their ikar chiv. And therefore, they light in the room to be yaitzi, their ikar chiv. Just to be misakim, there is a mokim for bachurim to light. Why? If you hold that you're not included in the place that you're eating, and you hold that you're not included in your parents' hadlaka, then there is a makom to light. The reason why many bachurim don't light is because either they're eating somewhere else and they're included in that Baal Bayis Suda, they're eating in yeshiva and somebody in yeshiva lights for them. Generally, yeshiva has one person that's designated to light for the entire yeshiva who's eating there. and out the room, then they don't have a problem with shleih kosher because there's always light coming in from outside. If you hold that, it can't be yaitzeh. According to those sheets, that only can't be yaitzeh. Also, we say what? Yeah. Kimdumani came out with a bar for Rav Bachar. Even though you're primarily mitzvah, they're planning on having you pursue them, right? They know they're having you pursue them. It's not a din of mishtatvus b'priti. It's not a din of mishtatvus b'priti. It's a din that I've become one of the children. I've become part of the bnei bayis. It's automatically, even if they don't have endas, everybody in the house, they have endas, everybody. Because the whole hadlakas neiros is totally in that suda.
But then the famous to the bayis, the famous bayis,
we actually make the tanya, and everybody else says that it's not that way. That's the steamer mission. I am said it. That's what it is. In a chanami, such a case where you taka don't know, then kenzain also not. It's totally in a chiluk of the bayis. Let's say a child is not planning on eating in the house. He's planning in yeshiva. He came to yeshiva and sees that he doesn't like the food, so he comes back home. He's not included. Because the parents didn't know b'shas halakha that he's eating there. Of course, one is b'nei abayis, one is the b'nei abayis. The etzem halakha which is mentioned here of being mishtatev b'pruta, that somebody that doesn't have somebody lighting for them, and he doesn't have a chedem miyuchad, he should be mishtatev b'pruta. The Aruch HaShulchan points out to Mahani Shaloi Matzino Shanoi Ginkin. I didn't find this Indian people in Mishat Rufruta. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohen in his first edition writes that he did not mention this halacha at all in the Tach because Rav Meisha told him that it's not the minhag. He didn't mention it at all. One of the artists speaks that out. In the revised edition, he brings it down to the Tach. He does bring it down. I don't know what changed from the beginning to the second time, but he does say it in the second one. However, Kimdumani, it's not, for the most part, it's not the minhag. Why is it not the minhag? So either it's not the minhag because generally the areach is eating by somebody else's house and therefore according to those shitas it becomes a chiluk of that bayis and therefore he doesn't have to light. Or because in many instances the person decides to light themselves for whatever reason. They don't want to be ate with the bayis, they're going to light themselves. And the din mishtatvus b'pruta is only if you're not lighting. But if you're going to end up lighting yourself, then in a chanami there's no din of mishtatvus b'priti. However, in a chanami, in a case where there's taka, you're not eating by somebody else. You're not including the Baal HaBayis in Suda, and you have no lighting for you. In a chanami, you should ask the person that you're staying by to be mishtatev b'pruta l'charel. You have nowhere else to be yaitze your chiyuv out halachas neiros. Sifches. This we'll talk about eating in and eating out. What to do. We'll try to be mavar a little bit. The Mechaber says halacha here, if you have two or three balabatim, they're eating in one place, then etzem everybody's supposed to light. However, not everybody should make a bracha, because tzavik brachas lahakol. The Ramah says, anu ein noyeg in kain. We're noyeg to be the tesefes or that's in a house, b'shas suda, is enough of a siba to light. Therefore, if you have three families that are eating together, eating on the same table, everybody's allowed to light. It's not a problem. Now, what is this talking about? This Bipashas says that Tilo Davin. Pashas the Halacha is talking about a case where you have three Balabatim that are eating their own food. It's like you're in a hotel, and everybody's eating from the hotel, where everybody comes together, just they need a place to eat, so therefore they're eating on that table, everybody brought their own food. But let's say you have three families that are eating together from a Balabayas. A bunch of families got together, by the parents, by the in-laws, and they're all eating together. Then, even according to our mother's notes, out to be made. It's only talking about where everybody's their own balabayas, so therefore, why are you a balabayas more than I'm a balabayas? Mamela, in such a case, the Mechaber says that that's why everybody should like. You shouldn't all make a bracha, but everybody should like. But in the case where there's a real balabayas, there's a reason why the balabayas should like, no one else should like. Says the Tilo David, in a chanami, such a case where you're eating by somebody else's house, what is this negiatu? Anytime you go to eat by somebody else's house, should you light by their house for Shabbos? You eat by their house for Shabbos. Should you light also or not? According to this, the Pasha, even according to Rama, you shouldn't lie with the bracha. Says the Tila David, even though in Cheshbon I'm right, Haminig Vavarech V'Tarachim. The minig is certainly not that way. The minig is somebody goes to somebody else's for Shabbos and he's eating by them in the time of Shabbos. They still, the lady still lights nearest. What's the reason why she lights nearest? You have to say that she's being mechava not to be yoytze with the balabais of nearest, and she wants to be yoytze with her own nearest. What right does she have to light nearest and make a bracha if there already is somebody? She decided, so that's really, we have this bachacher, that's certainly the minig of all women is, they were makabal themselves in the chayva, to eat, to light nearest every single week. And, what's that? So we'll get to that in Ribu Simcha. The Pasha says, because that's also Ribu Simcha, that's another Ribu Simcha. What are we going to do nowadays? We have light? That's an issue that we have to deal with. But Pasha says Ribu Simcha and Nenechanami, that there's no problem to light. Now, this is all according to the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, the Mechaber says, Sabi Baruch Lacha. And Echad Mechashuvei, a Avreich Tzvardi, Echad Mechashuvei Avreich HaYeshiva, told me that in Echanami, when he goes to his in-laws or his parents' house, then the mother-in-law makes the bracha, and his wife is Yetzi with her, and she doesn't make a bracha herself. She lights without a bracha. Now, most scenarios, I've never seen that. I've been in various different places at various different times, and come on, everybody that I know makes a bracha. Then I've been with Ashkenazim, I haven't been with Sfaradim. Certainly, according to the Sfaradim, that in Echanami, that is the minhag. However, there's two interesting cases that the place can bring down that even according to the Sfaradim, they could all make a bracha. If you have three balabatim that are getting together at the same time and they're all lighting at the same time, he says then even according to the Mechaber, you could all make a bracha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Why? Because Mapatom that you're anybody. If you already lit Beseder, what I'm doing is just extra. We don't make a bracha until Seves Erda. But we're all lighting together. We all have a chiv right now. We're all out of light. The Bachacher says something else. The Bachacher in Yitzhak Ches, he says, since it's now a minhag that all women were makam themselves, that every single week they're going to light nearest, he says then you're allowed to make a bracha, you're allowed to light and make a bracha, even according to the Mechaber. Even according to the Mechaber that says that you don't make a bracha on a minhag, halal, on Rish Chodesh, according to the Sfaradim, they don't make a bracha because it's only a minhag. How come over here you're allowed to make a bracha on a minhag? It's not clear in the Bachatri. He says, in this case, you're allowed to make a bracha. I saw it in Shulchan Shalim, Shulchan Azam and Mazburn. It's not going to the Bachatri, but this inning, he says, because here the minhag is a minig that was gebait, that's built on the takana sacham of halachas neiris. So it's really a sniff to the halachas neiris, which is takana chazal. It's not just a minig b'fnei atmai. It's a chelik of the takana chazal, and therefore you'd be allowed to make a bracha, even according to the Sfaradim, since it's a minig. However, like we said, there are Sfaradim that are not nailik takav shutai, and the taka yoytze with somebody else. So now, practical. Coming to light at the same time. I don't know if they have to be finished one before the other, as long as they're coming to light at the same time. The first one didn't finish before the second one is starting. Like the Hadassim, please. The that's just Simon and Milton. The what's the practical halacha l'maisa by a couple that's eating by their in-laws for Shabbos? They're by their in-laws for Shabbos, or they're by the in-laws for a suda. What do? They have their own room, they have their own apartment, or they're eating there just for a suda and they're going home afterwards. How should they be naik? So, if we understand that when you're eating by somebody else's house, you become tafel to their house, and you become part of the chelek of the balabai, then me'ikra in the kanami, there's no reason for them to write nearest. And if they have light in the place that they're staying, then there's no shalei kasha. However, the minik certainly is to light nearest. The question is, where should they light? If they're staying in the house of their parents, then if they have a cheder miyuchad, which generally they do have a cheder miyuchad, then they should light in their cheder miyuchad if they could. However, if there's already light coming in, if they already have light there, and they're not lighting, there's no reason to light in the cheder miyuchad, then the minig is to light in the dining room with wherever else is lighting, with a bracha, at least for the Ashkenazim. They're kilu not being yaitzi with the balabais, and they light their own nearest. What? If they're eating them. I'm talking about they're there for the whole Shabbos. They're there for the whole Shabbos. In a case where they have the ability to light in their bedroom, then in Echnami, that's the best. If they have an ability to have their bedroom is going to be closed, and they need light there, and they have the ability to light there, that would be the best possible. That would be the best possibility. It's to light there with a bracha, because that's mamish the din of shalei kasho, that you can light in your bedroom. You just have to work it out that it shouldn't be in a knife, that you're going to end up yotzei schar b'hefseid, that you're not going to be able to end up going to sleep, or it's going to go out before you get back into your bedroom. But lechera, if you have the ability to light nearest there, that's the best. Not only that, you could light if you have a light. There's a bathroom that's next to the bedroom. You could flick on the light of the bathroom, then light the nearest in the dining room, and make a bracha on both of them. So then you're also making a bracha on the light, which is going to be al shalei kashal. So not only do you have the riboy ora in the dining room, you also have the shalei kashal of your bedroom. What happens if you're going there for a sudo and you're planning on sleeping in your house afterwards? There, the preiskim are, you're walking back home afterwards. There, there's different days. I guess we'll just quote Rabbi Yashin and Rabbi Yashin, that's how it's known. Kama preiskim lekan, kama preiskim lekan. Rabbi Yashin's das is that the ikur chiyuv hadlaki is as the sudo, as the ribui herb is shas the sudo. And therefore, if you're staying at, you're eating by somebody else's house and sleeping in your own house, you should light in the place that you're eating, not in the place you're sleeping. That's what Rabbi Yashin says. Rabbi Moshe, on the other hand, says no. In such a case where there already is light there, the ikur bracha, the ikur inyan of halachas neiros, your own house. You're staying in your own house afterwards. You're eating by your parents, by your friends, wherever it is, and you're sleeping in your own house afterwards. Then, according to Rabbi Yashiv, nevertheless, you should light in the place that you're eating. However, Rabbi Moshe and Kama Poiskim say no. The ikur in such a case is since there's already light in that place, and you have a chiv of shalei kosher in your own house, and you have a chiv on your own bias, that's where you're going to be staying for Shabbat. B'meila, you should light in your own house, light nearest in your own house, and be nana from them. Eat by them afterwards, lechatchila, is the best oifen. If not to eat by them, then to daven, or to be nana, somehow sit in their presence, bask in their presence, at some point, to be nana from the nearest. The best possibility would be, in such a case also, is to flick on the lights. You flick on the lights that it takes care of the problem shalei kashal be'itz ve'evin, and light the nearest also in the dining room. So even though you're not going to be eating there, but you'll be also making a bracha on the lights that you're flicking on. The lamaisa, what to do? It's lekan ulekan. It's very hard to know. If you have a minig one way, certainly keep doing the minig. David kamarvid, David kamarvid. You have two etzes. L'chur, the best oifen is, if you could, that your yitzah, according to all shitas, is if you could make a matziv that you're lighting where it will be, that you're turning on a light, any light in the house that you're going to turn on, that it's going to be shelo yikosha beitz v'evin. Certainly, if you light candles, in your bedroom, or in a room that's going to be dark without them, that you're planning on being mishtamish, that's the best possible option. Because then your yoytze me'ikr hadin, you have a chedim yuchad, you bring yoytze of lachas neiris, that's the best lachar according to everybody. Your mama should be in your own house. What's that? In your own house. What?
In your own house.
In your own house. Because you have a chiv out to your own house to have at least shalei kashal. Even though you're not eating there, you have a chiv out shalei kashal, and that's enough of a reason to make a bracha. If you have a place, a bedroom, a dining, what? If you flick on the lights, but if you're going to flick on the lights and you don't want to have the lights in a bedroom where you're not going to have the light on, and you want to have light in that room afterwards to be able to sleep, then in a chanami, that's the best possible life in. If you want, you can flick on the light in the bedroom or light something, and then, or light even in the dining room. Once you're flicking on the lights, if you know you could be mevarech on electricity, then you hold that you could be mevarech on electricity, that's the best life in. So if you could create a matziv that will be l'kuli alma, matziv alma, to have lights in a bedroom, to have lights in a place where you need them, shalei yikashal, that's the best possible eifin, and you're good to go. If not, so then there's a machlekes apreiskim, is it better to light in the place that you're eating, even though there's other people lighting there, or light in the place that you're staying, even though you're not eating there. Now, maybe, hachra, what happens if you're just, to bring out the point, what happens if you're eating in one place and you're sleeping somewhere else? You're going to somewhere for a bar mitzvah. And there's no room in the house, they put you up in somebody else's house. So you're just sleeping in that house, but you didn't go to them for, you're staying by the Chaimowitzes. You're sleeping there, and you're eating by the Sterns. Rikitzer, you came for the stern bar mitzvah, you didn't come for the chayim mitzvah. We just put you up on the chayim mitzvah. So some of the places say, Rav Simcha Bruno Kohn says it in a sefer, and there's other places that go like this also, though he doesn't bring down a makar for it, he says it without a makar. Even though he goes like Rav Moshe Feinstein, that if you're eating in one place and sleeping in your own house, that you should light in your own house. But if you're eating somewhere else and you're not sleeping in your own house, you're sleeping by the Chaim Moitz's houses, then there's no mila to light in the Chaim Moitz's house, it's not your house, and that there's already a lady that's lighting there, then there's no reason for you to light there, and you should rather light, unless you have a time apartment to yourself, then it's like your own house, possibly, for Shabbos. But if there's somebody, if you're just sleeping in somebody else's house, then there's no need to light there more than the Suda, and there you could light whatever more convenient for you, do whatever is better. Maybe there's even a tzad, some say, to light in the place where you're eating. Why? Because where are you staying for Shabbos? You're staying by the sterns for Shabbos, where the bar mitzvah is. That's where you came for Shabbos. That's your mukkah. But Mela, it makes sense to eat there. The Chavrus is just going back to go to sleep because it's a new place to sleep. You're not hanging out there, you're not eating there, you're not. Mamela, that's not really your place. Mamela, if you're going back, reverting to our case where you're sleeping at home, you're eating out and you're sleeping at home. That's your mukkah. Your mukkah for Shabbos is your house. That's your mukkah. That's where you're going to be. That's where you're sleeping. That's where you're going to hang out. Just for a Sunday, you're eating somewhere else. So it's a big tzad to eat in your to light in your own house. Especially if you could do it in an oifin, that'll be yaitu lekuliyama. You'll light in a place where there's, without the light, Yitaka wouldn't be able to see. So certainly, if you could do that, that's the best. If not, or if you're planning on driving afterwards, you have to go somewhere afterwards, then you're going to have to make a tanai. It's not so simple to be able to make a tanai. In such a case, in a chanami, then there is plenty of makim to light in the place that you're eating. And certainly, if you like to have your neiris in the place you're eating, your Suda Shabbos is going to be better in the place you're eating if you have your neiris there. And lechatchila, you can light there. That is the Indian of Kavod Shabbos. That's the Indian to have, that you're the gishmak of having the neiris, the Suda Shabbos. Then in the chanami, that's what you should do. So to be mesakim, you're eating out and you're sleeping at home, where should you light? There's really a toss-up. It's very hard to say. If you could create a masiv where you could light in your own house, mikra din, that's the best. If you can't, then, and if you're walking over, really what you can do is flick on the lights in your house, go over there, light over there, and be mechaber for both of them. If you can't do that, if you can't create a matziv, because either you're leaving too early, or you have no place in your house that you could light candles, then in the chanami there's no problem to light in the makom of the suda, and the minig is that you light with a bracha for Ashkenazim, even though there is somebody else that's lighting there. Now, bachlav is a shayla, how do we light when we have electricity, bizmaneinu? We're talking about lighting when somebody else lights it. We're talking about lighting when there's light coming from somewhere else. How do you ever light? We have electricity, how do you ever light? What are you doing? Shraga b'tiara mayahani. What does a candle help you with during daylight? What are you doing? There's really two shaylas here. Sometimes the shayla is, how can you make a bracha? What's your bracha? What are you doing? Sometimes the question is, how could you light? Like on Yom Tov. So, Rav Moshe says that the way that you're allowed to light is because Rashi says Shuvah in Chelek Hei Simchof or Islamid says that you have to be choishish, Neir has to be choishish. He says you can light with a bracha because there's always the possibility that electricity is going to go out. He says even though Chazal certainly would not have been misakin to light neiris on the, if they lived in our times, there's electricity, on the possibility that the electricity is going to go out. However, now that they're ready misakin it, and it's been going on for thousands of years, and there's an inyan to be mevatel that, it's enough of a siba to keep it going. Shamati that there was a certain rav that took issue with this very strongly, nidash of the tzibur, that certainly this, we're not mechayv al that. The way that I heard the story was that the very next week he made a Shabbos Shemir brachas, and electricity went out, and he had no lights. And the shortly afterwards, he asked publicly from Achila, from Ramesha, for taking issue with it. Regardless, Ramesha himself says that even according to the way that he says, that'll only help you with how you light a make a bracha in a case where it's mutter to light. But some cases, there's a question how you light a light in the first place. Forget the bracha. How you light a light on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to light a ner Shabbat Talah. You're not allowed to light a ner for no reason at all. Then, if that's the case, what are you doing? What do you like? Forget the bracha. What do you like? So, Elamai, maybe the light's going to go out, so you light the candle then. No. Can't light it. Why should you be able to light it before you? So, Mela says, Ramesha, Al Kovet Shabbos, Vaisnes, you have to say that lighting mirrors, like Kovet Shabbos, is a Tzerich. This is considered the Turek Shabbos, and even though you have electricity, the very lighting of the candles, Shlomo Zalman says a similar thing, it's a kovet, it's an oinig, people like it when they eat their sudas, it changed the atmosphere of the... It's a kovet for Shabbos, but Chlav is a kovet. The way that I understand it is the same way that we find by chuppah, even though the minhag in Eretz Yisrael certainly is to have the chuppah outside, people have it before Shkia, and it's bright outside, and people are walking down, flanking the chasm that's too near. What are you doing? Shavu v'tira mayahani, what are you doing? The answer is, what I'm doing is, that show is covered to the mayamid. You're walking out with candles because it's covered. It's a certain cover that there is. Taisa says that even though bris, which is supposed to be used only during the day, Taisa says the minik to have in Sanhedrin on Brisman Bay, the minik to have nearest there. Even though the bris is during the day. Why? Because it's the inin, it's the mimachavid. The nearest, the Mariel says, the nearest in the basic Knesset, even though there's a lot of light there, there's the inin of the cover of the basic Knesset. To add candles, candles is a cover. To light candles, the Chavit Shabbos gives it a certain moment, and therefore, there's an Indian, you're allowed to light it. Even on Yantif, it's not considered a tzara of Levatola, and you're allowed to do it. According to the Bashacher, also, even though there's lights, Bashacher says the minig is that every woman should have candles every week. It turns into a minig already. Turns into a minig. This minig is already enough of a sibah. Also, all the others, it's not considered Shleil Tzarech. This is the minig. This is the din. This is the chilik of the Dakonis Chazal. And Mimela, you'd be allowed to light on Yantif. Nevertheless, many poskim, my name is saying, well, Yashiv, Rishonel Zalman, and they say, bring down, Reb Moshe was saying like this, the Gedolei HaPoskim of our doors, many of them said, Lechatchila, on a regular Friday, the best thing to do is to turn on electricity, light the candles, and make a bracha on both of them. That way you're being gazed on both of them, your bracha is going back on both of them. Not only that, it's what Shmuel says, Shmuel Kamenetsky Kibbutz Lacha says the other way around. We mentioned this, I found the Makar, he says, to light the candles, then flick on the light, and then make the bracha. Most of the Pesachim say the other way around. Women should do that. Turn on the light, light the candles, and make the bracha. Once again, we're going to get stuck certain times. Rosh Hashanah is coming this week. We can't turn on the lights. Nevertheless, the minig is certainly, some people have all types of tzatzikis. What they do is they turn off the lights on a timer, that should have a time that the lights aren't on, and then they can be nanny from the nearest. Or they take the nearest and they bring it to somewhere else, which is dark. There are aces and there are places that say that, there are places that say that, but certainly the minig in Klal Yisrael is, regardless, even not that way, to light with it. However, lechatchila, if you have an oifen on a regular Shabbos, to turn on the lights together with it, then you should lechatchila turn on the lights, light the candles, and make the bracha on both of them. Oh, sif test. The halacha is that if you're eating a suda during the day and in the chatzar, and your nearest are inside of your house, then if they're not, they don't last until you get back, then it's going to be a bracha levatala, says Mechamer. Says the Mishnah Berurah. However, if you're eating in your own house during the day and you have nearest, then that's beseder, even though it's daytime. So we see. So what does that mean, though? Does that mean that we see that even during daytime, when lighting candles is enough, as long as you're eating your suda there? Or does it mean that when you're in your house, if you don't have, if you come into here before the lights are on, it's very dark? So to light nearest in your house, even though it's 4:30 in the afternoon, even though it's 4:30 in the afternoon and it's very bright, nevertheless, when the lights are off, it's very dark. So even though if you'd be eating outside, it'd be bright and there'd be no reason to have a candle, if you're eating inside, then there is a reason to have a candle. There's Rebbe Ariel. So it's not clear that the Maharil is talking about that there's no light at all. That there's plenty of light and you can't see anything. So I don't know how much of a raya you could bring to, if it's mamish daylight and it's mamish bright, you mamish bizmanim, we have such candles that it's as bright as it is outside from us. Then in the Chanami, I don't know if we have a raya from the Shemura. For example, the Kaf HaChaim says, this is a real, another reason why you can make a bracha. The Kaf HaChaim says in Ois Tazayin, he says, even if a person is eating on his rooftop and he has light from the moon, wow. So still there's an inyan to light candles and make a bracha. Why? Because even though you have light, still al pisoid, there's an inyan to make a light candle, not just to have light from somewhere else, and therefore al pisoid you could light and make a bracha. So he was talking about Kilia, a ton of light. We're talking about moonlight. How much light did they have already? Certainly not as much as we have in our dining room. I want to be Moisif, Lulay the Mr. Finamir, and once we have the Kaf HaChaim that already says such a vart, then maybe that's another reason why we light nearest, because the Gemara says in brachas, and Gimel and Beis, that a person that takes a psiyah, gasa during the week, then noitel achas mechomesh meyes meyorin of shaladim. Every time you take a big step during the week, you lose 1/500th of your vision, whatever that means. The Gemara says, don't worry about it, you can get it back. Where do you get it back? The Kiddusha Delel Shabbos. So the question is, what does that mean? the way that we Mishbur Basin, the Mishra Ashik says Kanumani, is looking at the Lakas Neris on El Shabbos on Bajushasa Kiddush. So that's something the Khara looking at fluorescent light. I don't know if that's going to give you back the same segula of getting it back. I don't know if that's enough of a siva that Chazal v'masakhen with the bracha. But once you already have, we have something that we're being maisiv here that we don't have either the regular nir. Sif Yud. The Mechaber brings down a machlekes here. We're not going to read it inside. Save on time. With regard to when a woman is makabel Shabbos. The Bahag says that a woman is makabel Shabbos with the halakas niris. Now, the Bahag was talking about a woman, it's clearly, talking about a woman who is Mevarech and lights the Neiris, and then she's Mechal HaShavah, the Lachas Neiris. She had the bracha beforehand. And that is how many of the Sfarad are Neig, to light the, to make the bracha first, and then the Lachas Neiris. However, the Ashkenazim are Neig, like we saw in Sifhein, not that way. Ramon says, the minig is to first light the candles, and then make the bracha. Even though it's not every Lassi Elsa, because if you make the bracha first, then you're ready to be Mechal HaShavah. So now what happens if you light the candles? Are you Mechal HaShavah with the halakas nearest of the candles or not? What's the nafkamina? Can you put out the match afterwards? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, our minig is that you're not mekabel Shabbos with it, with the halakas nearest. And therefore, there's no problem to put out the match afterwards. You could have your silver candle holder that be yaitzed out there as the candle. The Eliyahu Rabbah brings the Mishnah Berurah brought down from the Panach Razon, light with the same candle every week, because you can put out the candle afterwards. However, there are those that say that in a chanami you're talking mekabel Shabbos with the halakas neiris. That's how the Shmir Shabbos also goes like that. Actually, I saw an interesting story that Zalman Nechemia Goldberg's wife, who was a daughter of Shlomo Zalman, she was teaching in a certain school, and the teachers together had a kavias to learn halakas Shabbos from Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. Okay, so they got up to Perek Mem Gimel Sif Lamed Vav, and it says there that a woman is mekabel Shabbos with the halakas neiris, and therefore she should just put down the match and she shouldn't blow it out. She says, hold on. In my house, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa is my father. In my house, my mother always used to put out the match. So she asked her brothers, what's the deal? Bekitzers was Nizbar, that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held Mekar Adin, that in Echanam you makabel Shabbos with Halakas Neiris. But since his wife was makabel from her house, that she's not, Mimele, he held that Al Titer Shteris Yimechot is even stronger, and therefore that minute, and therefore he never said anything. Igrad, if you look in the bottom of Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Ha'arach Kufayin Aleph, he brings down Makuris, he brings down, he actually seems over there, he's maybe Yoytzeh that way, that Yitakov Yoytzeh with, Yitak only Mekabel Shabbos with the Bracha afterwards and not with the Bracha. So practically, what should you do? If you have a minig, your wife has a minig, either way, then that's what she should do because there's good Makuris for both. If she doesn't have a minig, then L'chur, the Aruch HaShulchan says, many are naik to put it out. You could philosophize on that. Not only that, I would think that that's the steam of the Ramah. The Ramah says, hey, you don't make a bracha beforehand, because if you make a bracha, then you make up with the bracha. It's much more that the bracha is the ikr, not the lachmi. You could say maybe each one b'fnei atzmi is enough. It's not such a raya. But certainly, there's makaris for both. If she doesn't have a makar, and the husband brought her a silver candle holder, then maybe that's enough of a reason why she should not be makabel Shabbos with the halakas neiris. However, if she doesn't have to, so then she might as well just put down the match. She doesn't have to put it out. But either way, you should do like the minig of that she was makabel. Now, the Ramah says the minig is that Ish Madlekes is makabel Shabbos without Lako, but she can make it tonight. However, the Magen Avraham points out, the Shabir brings down, that it's clear from the Ramah holds in Sifhei that you should not make it tonight unless it's a tzurich. Because if not, then you should always light first, make a bracha first, which we are allowed to also, and make it tonight, not be Mekabel Shabbos, so after that Lako. Elamai should only do it for a tzurich. The question is, what's considered a tzurich? Is going to the Kaisel afterwards considered a tzurich? Eating by somebody else's house afterwards and taking a car there, is that considered a tzurich? She doesn't have mincha, is that considered a tzurich? She has to go to the mikvah afterwards, is that considered a tzurich? Ukedena. It's not clear, Bechla, what's considered a tzurich. One thing is clear, they bring down, the Shmir Shabbos Kelsa brings down, an Arach of Lamed Zayin, from Shlomo Zalman, that going to the Kaisel afterwards is not considered a tzurich. It's not Shani, it's Sicily, as he says, for sure it's considered a tzurich. If you're telling me going to a chuppah is a tzurich, like the Mishnah Berurah says, then going to the Kaisel is also considered a tzurich. And that's the way that many people go, that it's considered a tzurich. Shmuel Kamenetsky's Medayik, that doesn't have to be a tzurich, mitzvah dafka, anything which is considered a tzurich, is considered a tzurich. Therefore, one can be mekel, l'cheret, go to the Kaisel afterwards, if you want to make it tonight, be able to go to the Kaisel. Or these type of things. The question is going to somebody else's house for a suda. Is that nichlal? Is that considered a tzurich? that Rosh Hashanah says you should really ask a Shabbat, not so possible. Some people say no. Certainly if you're going for a mitzvah, for Shabbat brachas, for bar mitzvah, certainly that would be considered a tzarech. If you're just going for a tzudah, then the place comes down whether or not that's considered a tzarech to make a t'nai. Now, just one thing that we mentioned last week as a possibility, and I didn't realize at the time that Reb Simcha Bunim Kohen goes this way, halacha l'maisa, we went to the time now, the halacha that you're allowed to make a t'nai, we said, is, the Mishnah Berurah is clear, is definitely when you're lighting samach l'shabbos, that it's nikkur that you're doing the tzarech Shabbos. But if you're lighting from plaga mincha, and you want to make a t'nai, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't make a t'nai. It's not nikkur that you're lighting for Shabbos, you're not being mekabel Shabbos. So we wanted to say, maybe b'zmaneinu that nobody lights neiris except l'kavod Shabbos, then it's always nikkur that doesn't light the neiris or l'kavod Shabbos. And that's how Simcha Bunim goes, k'lachar yad, he goes like that you're allowed to make a t'nai at any point, because it's always nikkur that you're doing, you're lighting the l'kavod Shabbos, as long as you lit after plaga mincha, it's not a problem. Shmuel Kanamenetsky is not happy with this. Certainly that's the same as Mishnah Berurah, it's not this way, but Mishnah Berurah, they lit candles also, even though they're electricity, also candles was more common than it is b'zmaneinu, so I don't know how much you have a ride. So there are b'shas tzarech, certainly you can falazach on the fact there are those that hold that you're going away for Shabbos Shabbos Bracha since it's too far to walk, and for whatever reason you have to light candles at home, then in a chanami you have what to rely on. It's not like a tchila, l'chera. Many places say, and the stimas of Mishnah Berurah and the stimas of the many places that do not say that today is any different, seems to be that lechatchila you should only make a t'nai if you're lighting samach le'shabbos, which means in Yerushalayim 40 minutes, other places half an hour, each place for kafi the time that they're lighting lechara. Now, let's say she didn't daven mincha. What should she do? Mishnah Berurah seems that many poskim seem to say that she should make a t'nai, light neiris. If she can daven now, she has time. Daven now and then light. If she doesn't have time, can she light and then make a t'nai? L'ulei d'mistafin aminu, the stima of Mishnah Berurah is that she's not allowed to. Mishnah Berurah says light and daven marav twice. Why does she light and make a t'nai? So Mishnah Berurah says maska, then maybe there's not enough time for both of them. Certainly that cross poskim ma'aneinu is kamat kulam, is that in a chanami she can make a t'nai for davening mincha. She is allowed to, as long as she has time, she should light neiris, make a t'nai, with you, that's enough of a reason. Now let's say she didn't have enough time to do both, so she has to, 3 minutes before shkia, she doesn't have enough time to do both. She should light and daven marav, and daven, or whatever it is, didn't work out for the daven mincha, she should light and daven marav twice. Why? Because marav is the next tefillah. So there are those that clear, Shmir Shabbos Kachasi declares, what's about a woman who doesn't ever daven marav? You're allowed to be mashlim the next tefillah. When is the next tefillah? Is the next tefillah for her marav? Is the next tefillah for her shachris? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, certainly the next tefillah is not shachris, whichever way you slice it, because the next tefillah is marav. She doesn't have a marav, I'm sorry, that's her problem. But in Echanami, she cannot be mashlim with two shachrises. The only question that Rav Neuber declares there in our is, are we a woman that generally doesn't daven marav, are we going to be mechayev her to daven marav now to be mashlim or mincha? Or not? That he declares he blives fair. But it's not poishe to shayla. A woman that does, certainly she should daven marav twice. And even if she doesn't, she should to be mashlim or mincha. Is she mechuyev to? If she doesn't want to, maybe she's not mechuyev to. But two. Once she's daven marav, two, because it's your second one. You're always your ashlama, except in a case where it's still daytime, that the Mishnah Berurah clears. But in a regular case where it's nighttime, your ashlama is always your second one. Because you've dominated the time, no. Either way. That's with regard to Sif Yod. Sif Yod, Aleph talks about being Mekabel Shabbos, Ayidei Baruch Hu, somebody, Avon Bishle Yisbala Akol, if a Yochid davins, then even if he says he doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos, it doesn't work. The question is, why not? Why does the Tanai not work? You said Baruch Hu, you said it, but I was Mekabel Tanai, why can't it work? Kinnira, there are certain things that a t'nai doesn't work because b'mitzias, it's Shabbos already. You already said it, there's no way, it's like a hesach adas and gansen. For example, I'm sitting here in the main building and I want to go to Nergav, I'm drinking, and I want to finish my drink, or I want to take another drink, I ran out of my soda over here, and I have my soda in Ner Gavriel. So I want to continue drinking over there. The halacha is, if I go to Ner Gavriel, I have to make another bracha. Because it's a hesach adas. What do you mean Hezek Hadas? Before I left, I was planning on going there. What's the Hezek Hadas? Third is because Shinui Makom is Hezek Hadas. Whether you like it or not, Shinui Makom is considered Hezek Hadas. My Kavanah wants to go somewhere else, doesn't make a difference. If you started drinking here and you're planning at the time you started to walk there, then you're a Hoylech Drachim. If you started here and then you said, you know what, I want to drink there also. So you go there to finish, to take another drink. Hesek Hadas, you have to make a new bracha. I don't know if anybody says that way. It wasn't Mesech Hadas. You were Mesech Hadas. Chazal said Mesech Hadas. Kabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, which everybody slices. But Mela, when he's davened the Marim, and you say Mizmor Shalem and Baruch Hu, and you say Mechul HaShemayim Ha'aretz, and you say everything else, and that's Kabbalah, whether you like it or not. Sifyud Beis. If Roiva the Kal is Makabal Shabbos, and the Min is Nimshach after them. Now this is talking about a case where you have one Beis Knesses. That's you have two Bati Knesses. What's the Lach HaNekes? In Stavra, I would say, if there's two Bati Knesses, then you're free to go. Because there's no Kal that decided that it's Shabbos now. Machatzitz Shekel is Mechadish, Achidish. No, every person gets Nigrar after their Shul. And every person, now, what happens with Bizmanenu, especially if you live in Yerushalayim, there's probably between 500 and 600 shuls in Yerushalayim. I don't know, 500 and 1,000 shuls in Yerushalayim, at least. Lay there, how many shuls there are in Yerushalayim? Probably just in Beis Yisrael, there's 30, 40, 50 shuls. Wherever you are, there's mamish, hundreds and hundreds of shuls. Which one are you nigger? You nigger after your shul? Every person nigger? Let's say Adavin, only Shabbos I daven there. But during the week, I daven somewhere else. And even Friday night, I like to daven in by Tolzan Yitzhuk. And Shabbos day is more Gishmak Amini by breakfast. So, and in Yeshiva, I daven Mincha because that's where. So, all these people. Says Rabbi Yashim, and I think it's the Farazach, Bizmanenu, that people don't have a kviyas. Really? Then in Echnam, in such a case, they're not going to be nigger. A person that's mamish always kriveya, that he's going to. It's more common, I think, by Hasidim that they're always davening there and always, even them, usually the Chapamin in other places. It's hard to say that you're Mamish Nikva, and it's hard to say that in a place with so many Minyanim, then in a Chanam you're going to be Nigrar, Basar, that place. And the Pashtun says, Lachero, that you're fine and you're not Nigrar, Basar, anywhere. Now, Bechlal, in a case where there is only one Beis Knesses, you're on a Moshav, and they only have one Shul, the Din of Greiro is only with regard to Malacha. It's not with regard, like the Bir Halacha says at the end of the Sefer, it's not with regard to Mincha. So if everybody's a Kabbalah Shabbos, you're in Daven Mincha, you still could Daven Mincha. You just can't, the whole Isser is Menegeh to Isser Malacha. What's the story about a wife? Is the Din of Greiro apply also to a wife after a husband? Say, I'm not Negra after Beis Knesses, because there's a bunch of Shuls. But how about a wife after a husband? Is she tefillah to the husband or not? This is a point of contention. The Prima Gadim seems to say this way in Mishpat Tzeis Aleph, and the Aruch HaShulchan is mashma this way in Sifchov Beis, that in Echnam she is Nigrar. If Shmuel Kavanesky goes this way, that she's Nigrar, she's Tafal Tim, and Mela she's Nigrar. And Mela, with regard to our question of if someone is Makabal Shabbos, I'm sorry. My friend told me that when he makes early Shabbos, he tells his wife that if she didn't light for a certain time, then she shouldn't light, because he's read Makabal Shabbos and Shul, and she's Nigrar after him. Is he for real? Quantity is praise him, he is very real. He's very much for real. However, and this is where the Shevet Levi goes, that yes, you're Nigrar Basar. However, maybe we grew up in America with Psak of Ramesha, and Ramesha says clearly not that way. It says clearly that if a father was Mekabel Shabbos, a husband was Mekabel Shabbos, the wife is not Nigrar, even if he says, I want my wife to be Nigrar after me, still doesn't help. The only case that he declares is if you're davening together with the Tzibur, and the Tzibur is already Mekabel Shabbos together, then maybe you're Nigrar Basar that, the Tzibur that's together with the husband. And that he says that if the only reason to make Shabbos is convenience, then you're not Nigrar. Why? Because what's the whole Indian that you're Nigrar, Buster, everybody else? It's also because we're being mistaken, and everybody together is being Makabo, Kedushas HaShabbos, that we should have an Indian of Kedushas HaShabbos. It's not right for you to go ahead and not be Makabo. It's like a takona almost. But if the only reason you're doing it is because Shabbos starts at 9:30 at night, and therefore you want to eat earlier so the kids don't fall asleep, so then that's not the reason we're doing it, just because of convenience, then it's not, you're not, there's no kvias whatsoever. The Shiva lady says, what's the difference? Why they did it? At the end of the day, we're all Mekabel Shabbos. There's an Indian for the oil to be Mekabel Shabbos now. What's the difference? However, Ramesha, it wants to be Mechalik. And not only that, Ramesha is Metzadeh in the same tshuva that even in a place that only has one shul and everybody's nigger bus of the shul, Ken Zion, if they're doing it out of convenience, like in a camp, the standard situation why they're doing it in a camp is for convenience, then in a Hanami, you would not be nigger. Ken Zion, you would not be nigger, that is Blaiz Sarachim. He says, with the husband, if they're doing it for convenience, then you're not nigger. For the camp, then he Blaiz Sarachim, what the halach is. This is very, basically, where is this halach in Regea? If you go to Moshav here in Eretz Yisrael, often they only have one shul. And if you go to bungalow colonies and camps, that's the scenarios that the halacha can be negiah, because generally in most other places you have different shuls. Even if you have one shul, you come to minyanim. Shlacher, also you wouldn't be negiah if you have come to minyanim. Some say you are. So what's lemaisa? The minyan in America, come to mechavrei zmanenu, American poskim say the enchanam, they go through Mesha. And I saw that's really Sifyud Gimel. Well, just bring it in now already. The halacha is in Sifyud Gimel, if you come into a shtot that they're ready to mechavrei Shabbos, you got to drop your money bag, drop your wallet. Mishabur says you can bring it to a different room and then drop it. Which would mean that if you come to a bungalow colony with your car and they're ready to be Kabbal Shabbos, you have to get out of your car. And not only that, if you knew that they're Kabbal Shabbos already, the Pashas, you wouldn't be able to pull up. However, if you go like this Ramesh, I saw Berkowitz said that the minig was, it was common to find it in bungalow colonies. This was very common. People came in from the city, they got stuck in traffic, they would come to the bungalow colony, the entire bungalow colony is Kabbal Shabbos, and they were pulling up at 7 o'clock. Still an hour and a half to shkia, but it's after everything Kabbal Shabbos. He says that was the minig. Why? Because they relied on Ramesh to say that since they're only doing it because of convenience, the Mamila, everybody does a Ganigra about them, it's not a problem. Not only that, there's another tzad to be mekel, and then as Shmuel Kamenetsky says, he says, it's not a kviz bechlal. When you come to a certain place to camp for 1 month, or 2 months even possibly, he says, that's a bunch of people coming from all over just to get together for 2 months. That's not a kviz. It doesn't have a kviz of a kal, kilu as if the kal was makabal Shabbos, and therefore everybody's nigger about them. If you're living in a certain city, then in Kanami, you live there the entire year, 100%, you get nigger, but just for one or two. The Shevet HaLevi takes issue with this also. Yechelek Aleph, Simin Yechelek Tah, Simin. He says it doesn't make a difference if it's for 100 weeks or for 1 week. Because he understands the Indian is, once you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's a zilzul for anybody else to not be Mekabel Shabbos when the entire Shtel is Mekabel Shabbos. Who cares that it's only for 1 week? Memelo, Lechat Chila. If you don't have to, it seems to be a point of contention. Lechat Chila, if you don't have to, you should be Mekabel Shabbos. You should refrain from Malacha, Lechol HaPachas, if everybody's Mekabel Shabbos. You got stuck in the mountains, you're going up to the mountains, and you got stuck, you have much balazakhan. Certainly in America, the many people are knowing to be semichan Ramesha, that as long as the only reason they did it is because of convenience, or you have Shmuel says, Bechlal, it's not a convenience, then in a Hanami, you could rely on it. If you're pulling up to Moshav here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so simple that you should be able to pull up after the entire Moshav. If there's one city, one shul, and the Mekabel Shabbos, it's not so posh that you should be able to place in Eretz Yisrael a Machmer. And certainly, if it's not such a frum Moshav, it certainly looks like it's Zilzul Shabbos. You're pulling up after when the entire shtadl is Mekabel Shabbos, then yesh la'ayin whether or not it's the right thing to do. L'chur, it's bigger tzad to be Machmer than it is in America. Sif Yud Gimel, we mentioned beforehand. Sif Yud Dalin, your Mekabel Shabbos Batois. If it's Yemi Munon, it's cloudy day. Bizmanin was not so common because most people have watches. Sometimes, though, a person chaps, he looks at his watch. Says, wow, I can't believe it. It's already 5:50. Oh, it's 4:50. Shoo. Right. 5:50. He thought it's 5:15. He's Mekabel Shabbos. I'm Mekabel Shabbos. He didn't say Sefer Shabbos. Then he realized that it goes to the front of Davin Mincha before Shkia. Then he realized that it was a mistake. That is not so. It's not an impossibility. And the halacha is that if you're Mekabel Shabbos with the halacha nearest, then in Hanami, then you that is the Isser Malacha. However, if you're Mekabel Shabbos Bepeh, or Mekabel Shabbos Eidei Tefillah, then even though the Bir Halacha is Mitzadeh L'Hachmer, in the Mishnah Berurah, he says in L'Hakol, that if a Yachid is Mekabel V'Toyis, whether it's Mekabel V'Peh L'Chairah, or whether it's a Tefillah, it's if Katan Vav, then in a Hanami, then in a Hanami, he's still allowed to do Malacha, it was a Toyis, and Toyis Hader. Sif Tezvav says that if somebody answers Baruch Hu, then he's not allowed to daven Mincha anymore. So therefore, he should rather go out and daven somewhere else. Now the question is, why? If you daven Mincha, let's say you say Baruch Hu and you're not interested in Mekabel Shabbos, you're only saying Baruch Hu because everybody's saying Baruch Hu. So you're saying Baruch Hu because if you don't say Baruch Hu with everybody else, and you look like you're paper, that's not lucky. You're supposed to say Baruch Hu. But I'm planning to daven Mincha right now. I don't want Mekabel Shabbos. You still Mekabel Shabbos against your will. So Reb Kiv Yeager over here, and Sif Yud Aleph seems that way, he says, no, you can make it tonight. You're going to get to Kabbal Shabbos, you're going to get to Baruch. And that's how Kama Vakama Pais can go. Reb Moshe has a tshuva about this. In Chela Gimel, Sif Lamed Zayin, Shlomo Zalman says this way, that if you're Mechavin Lehedio not to be Mekabel Shabbos, then in a Hanami, you're not going to be Mekabel Shabbos. However, the Orcha Shabbos says that no, the Mashmois is, L'chor, you can be Medayik this way in the Mishnah Berurah. I think he makes this dik in the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkon Tezayin, it says that if you come into a shul and they're going to say Baruch Hu soon, then there's a whole clair of what you should do. Don't wait to say Baruch Hu with them, because if you're going to say Baruch Hu, they're not going to be able to daven. Why don't you just wait and don't have in mind to be Mekabel Shabbos? You say Baruch Hu, but not having in mind Mekabel Shabbos. Elamai, you can't do that. Once you say Baruch Hu, there's nothing to do. Ramosha is Mesiachas to this in the Tshuva, and he says, it's not a Raya. He says, if you're waiting, then you're showing that you want to be Mekabel Shabbos. I don't know why you're showing you want to be Kama Shabbos. You're waiting because you wanted to say Baruch Hu Adonai, but you're planning to still daven your mincha. But he certainly is Matz L'Raya, and most Paiskim, it seems, are Machriya L'Hakol, that if you're Machavin L'Hebe, that you don't want to say Baruch Hu, then Inech Hanami, that you don't want to be Kama Shabbos, then you're not Kama Shabbos. Very common, you go to the Kaisel. Go to the Kaisel, there's people having early minyanim there, you pass by on your way to your minyan, they're ready to sing Baruch Hu, you have to say Baruch Hu with them. Are you Kama Shabbos or not? You still want to go ahead and then, and I don't know, light up a cigarette. Whatever it is you want to do. Are you married to Kama Shabbos? You're not Kama Shabbos. The halacha is that most places can say, as long as you're Mechavim when you say Baruch Hu, you're not being Kama Shabbos, and you're not being Kama Shabbos. And it's only over here where there's no specific das not to be Kama Shabbos, that's when you're not Kama Shabbos. Now, some of the Olam asked, what's the story? If the Kal is Kama Shabbos and you want to daven Mincha, where can you daven Mincha? It says you should go out of the shul. Can you go to the Ezra's Nashim? Says Rav Nissim Karel, you could go to Ezra's Nashim as long as there's not people in Ezra's Nashim that are davening together with the Tzibur, because then they're Meshach Shek and then it all becomes the Chelek of the Tzibur. If there's no one else there, then you could daven in the Ezra's Nashim Mincha, even though everybody else is davening Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, let's say somebody davened, was with Kabbalah Shabbos, and then realized he didn't daven Mincha yet. Made early Shabbos, started davening Mincha early, really didn't daven Mincha. What does he do? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, Zimin Kof Kof, Kuf Chav Kuf Ches, they should have a marav twice. However, those Rosh Hashanah brings down the Kamami Peskei is my name. This is Kashrut Asif Yudayin. Say that you could be shoyal on your nether. That's really the Levush that says that the Kabbalah Shabbos is the din of nether. You could be shoyal on your nether. Daven Mincha. However, it's a big chiddush, the whole Indian of being shoyal on your nether. And the pashas is that once you're a Kabbalah Shabbos, you're a Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore you cannot be. Once you're Mekabal, even though it was a toys, you didn't have a mincha, but your Kabbalah Shabbos wasn't b'toys. It wasn't like the case beforehand that you thought it was later and therefore the whole Kabbalah was b'toys. Here the Kabbalah was b'kavana, you just forgot that you didn't have a mincha. In such a case, it's not considered a toys in the Kabbalah. One should have in Marif twice. Fifth Tezayin, the halacha is, there's a machlokes between the Taz and Magan Avram. If you know that the Chaz is going to say Baruch Hu soon, do you have to wait for him or do you not have to wait for him? Are you allowed to daven mincha right now before waiting for the Baruch Hu? Or no, that's considered Hizkul B'Isser. So, we paskin, Mishabur paskin, that you're allowed to daven mincha right now and you have no chiv to wait for the Baruch Hu. I'm not exactly sure what the tzad is that it should be considered Hizkul B'Isser. Here you're trying to get yourself out of a problem. So why would we consider Hizkul B'Isser? It's like a case, Mishabur says when a person is saying Shema, that there's a question whether or not you're supposed to say Amen after Abaycha Ben Yisrael Be'avo. So Mishabur says, you can start Shema beforehand, so you don't get into the problem in the first place. Ah, Hizkul B'Isser, you're not going to daven. No, I'm trying to get out of an issue. I met somebody yesterday. He used to be in the Chabur when he learned Brachas about, I don't know, 7 years ago. I haven't seen him in many years. Yesterday he was in Beitar. I met him in Shul after Shachas. He tells me, I think about you every day. Wow, what a compliment. Why is that? Because there's a halacha that we learn together when we're learning Brachas. There's a shayla of whether or not to say Amen after Gaal Yisrael, the same way that we find the Baruch Abba Yisrael. One of the answers that's given is you should say Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach. Start Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach beforehand. Drag it out that you should still start the Shemoneh Esrei together with everybody else. But you start Hashem Tzvasai Tiftach beforehand, so you shouldn't have to answer Amen. That's also, so you see that's a problem? That's Hizkul B'Isser? No, you're trying to get out of a problem. So he says every time Shemoneh Esrei, that's what he does. That's what he gets out of the issue. Either way, that's the way that we paskin. They let it have a mincha beforehand without an issue.
You should just sound...
Sorry. Nothing personal. I just... We're running out of time. Sif Yud Zayin. We ran out of time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Sif Yud Zayin. This is the halacha of somebody that was Mekabel Shabbos. And he wants to know, can he ask somebody else who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos to do halacha for him? Big. Machlokes between the Rashi and the Ran. Machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Taz, like between the Arman and the Levush. The way that we pass in at the end of the day, Levush is machalik between before Shabbos and after Shabbos. He comes with a big chiddush and says that before Shabbos, he's also maskim that you're allowed to ask somebody else to do malacha. There's really three different reasons that are given that you're allowed to ask somebody else to do malacha. The Beis Yosef says you're allowed to ask somebody because you didn't have to be mekabel Shabbos. You had a way that it should be mutter for you. The Taz is the reason why you're allowed to ask somebody else is because for him it's mutter. So there's no iser. And Levush says, because even for you, you could make it mutter by being shoyal on your nether. He says that you're only being Mekabel Shabbos, your Kabbalah Shabbos like a nether. You're only being Mekabel Shabbos clapping yourself, not clapping anybody, asking anybody else. Not only that, if you look at Levush inside, somebody had a lot of tainas on what he wrote, and he writes in Hagah, at the end of Sif Yud Zayin, he has a long arichos to answer back. And he says, he says that the Kabbalah Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos only together neder until it's Mamash Shabbos, the Tisavah Shabbos, and you're allowed to be Sherlon on the nether. You can be Sherlon on your nether, it's the same thing of regular nether. Most Paiskim say that it's a massive Chiddush, and we do not go with the Tether of being Sherlon on the nether, and that's the Pasha. However, there are Nachminas with regard to the timing that are given, why it should be Mutter. Is it Mutter because for me there was an Eitzah that I didn't have to make a Mutter, I didn't have to make a Kabbal Shabbos? Or is it Mutter because for him it's Mutter? What's the Nachmina? Very simple Nachmina, we can have Be'ez Hashem on Yom Tov. We have somebody from Yom Tov, from America, that's eating in your house. For him it's Yom Tov Sheni, and you only keep one day. Is he allowed to ask you to do Malacha? For you, if you hold like the Taz, then there's no problem at all to ask him, because for the person that you're asking, there's no answer whatsoever. But if you all like the basic, that you had a way to make a mutter for yourself, and this way you didn't have a way to make a mutter for yourself, declare you could make Aliyah right now. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael, I had a laundry list of questions to ask my Rav when I first came to Eretz Yisrael. One of the questions I asked, how many days Yom Tov should I keep? So I wasn't ready to be, as Mama just came a few weeks before, and I wasn't ready to keep one day. So Rav, Chashev Rav here, Israeli Rav in Eretz Yisrael, and he says, why don't you just decide right now to be day, to make it to Eretz Yisrael? Said, I'm telling you about Sahirim. So he's blaming on the wife. So he says, no, bring your wife here and we'll decide together that you're staying. What's the problem? We got out of it for a year, he says, come back in another year. Because by that time we're ready. If you're ever here for more than a year and everybody's doing Malach on Yom Tov Sheni, you're ready, just only keep one day. Either way, that was Baruch Hashem. That was there. Could we make Aliyah right now? Ken Zayin, it doesn't help to make Aliyah if it's the middle of Yom Tov. If you're ready, that's declare. Does it help? Does it not help? There, however, l'chur, according to, if you're going to understand like the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason of the Taz, that it's mutter for that person. According to that reason, then l'chur, in this case, it should be mutter. The truth is that it's a big shayla in the Paiskim. The Shari Tshuva brings this down in Hilchos Yom Tov. He brings down the two tzadim of the Achrenim, whether or not it's mutter, whether or not it's aser. And many are mitzadid l'kula for different reasons also. There's a Chacham Tzvi, a well-known Chacham Tzvi, that holds that anybody from Chutz Laaretz who's in Eretz Yisrael only keeps one day, even though they're planning on going back. And Mamela, there's many reasons to be mekel, and I think that for the most part, most people are mekel with regard to a Chutz La'aretz person asking on Yom Tov Sheni, asking somebody in Eretz Yisrael to do a melacha for them, certainly to be nana for them, that is certainly the minhag, that they cook for them, and turn the lights for them, and do everything for them to ask lahedya, is maybe a little bit more of a problem, but the pashtus is, kimdumani, that the minhag is to be mekel. Now, where do we draw the line over here? What's considered, when is it mutter to ask and when is it aser to ask? For example, if I hold that it's not Shabbos for me, it's after Shkiyam, but I'm a Rabbeinu Tam person. There's still these people nowadays. Rabbeinu Tam people, that means that we do Malacha after Shkiyam, because Be'ez Hashem, if we have time, if we finish Chabur at some point, and we'll be able to go invite to Reish Tamachal, that's the Romans finish. We'll see that according to the Mechaber passing, the Ramal says something like the Mechaber, that we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. That means you're allowed to do Malacha after Shkia for a good amount of time, 58 minutes, depending exactly when yes, when no. But for sure, you have a good amount of time after Shkia, they're allowed to do Malacha Daraisa, it's considered daytime. So if you hold, they're allowed to do Malacha, and that's how they're doing in Europe in many, many places. If you're one of those people, and you wait Masa Shabbos till 72, do or die, and you're holding allowed to do Malacha after, if somebody that holds not that way, and they hold that by Shkia is already Chashash or Bein HaShmash, most people are doing nowadays, in the whole Bach in Eretz Yisrael, and even in Chutz La'aretz, are you allowed to ask that person to do malacha for you? I hold it's a suffix skila. It's not a case of just that I was makabel to sefer Shabbos. It's before Shabbos or after Shabbos, Matzei Shabbos, and it's really already Matzei Shabbos. Or let's say it's a case of Matzei Shabbos. It's 50 minutes after Shkia, and I hold Rebbeinu Tam, Meikar Adin. I hold Rebbeinu Tam, Meikar Adin. Can I ask somebody who holds that it's not Meikar, that holds that it's not Shabbos, that it's not Shabbos, can I ask them to do something? I hold these being makabel Shabbos. In such a case, you're also allowed to ask. So Shlomo Zalman Shmuel Shabbos calls it Takanah. He says, it's only that you're being knowing this way, mechumrah. But if you hold me ikar d'din that thing is aser, then you have no right to ask somebody else to do that. The whole heter is because for him it's mutter. But if I hold that for him it's aser, then in a chanami there's a problem. Then in a chanami it's not going to be aser. Where is the negeah? Opening bottles. Can I ask somebody else to open a bottle for me on Shabbos? I hold that it's aser. He's going to open the bottle. Can I ask him to open the bottle? So if you went through the sugya and you come out that it's not also midar ha'isla, then in chanami, you cannot ask. Or even midar avanan. If you hold the mamish also, the chur of the pasha is you shouldn't be able to ask. If the only reason why you're doing it is b'chumra, that time you hold that there's enough of a svara to be makom, then in a chanami you could ask it. Now, that's why many people talk about it, especially with regards to opening bottles. Do you want to drink? That way they open it for themselves. And then once they open it for themselves, you're allowed to be nene, l'chara. They didn't do it for you, you're not doing it for, they didn't do anything wrong, they're not doing it for you. And then l'chara you'll be able to be nene. However, if you hold, so it seems that that seems to be the gather of what, if you hold that be'etzem is aser, then in echanami taka shouldn't ask it. And the cases that's mutter over here are taka where it's mutter. Where you hold that meikar, then it's mutter. It's only I'm being machmer. Any case where you're just being machmer, then you could ask, or it's only Shabbos for me, it's not Shabbos for you, then you're allowed to be asked the person. The question comes with Ashkenazim and Sephardim. For example, you want to put something back on the plata. You want to put something, it's cooled down, and there's liquid inside. According to Mechaber, you're allowed to be a heater. According to ready cooked ones. According to Ramah, you're not allowed to. Can an Ashkenazi ask a Sephardim to go ahead and put it on? For him it's mutter, for me it doesn't. So in that case though, in a chanami, it could be that it's only a chumrah, it could be... Sorry. Svaradim or machmer, I'm sorry. The other way around. If it's yatzer leder zboi. If it was already cooked and it came down, it's yatzer leder zboi. According to the Ashkenazim, it's mutter to put it back. So, less than roiv, yeah, according to Beis Yosef, fine. Okay, we're against him. But these cases where it's mutter for one, zas for the other, then it seems that the person said that in a chanami taka you shouldn't ask him. In such a case, you shouldn't ask him. If he does it, then maybe you want to be sitting, you're eating by his house for Shabbos, and he puts something on. We're not going to tell you that you're not allowed to have binena from it. But to ask him to do it, it seems not. Now, there's one other nekuda that comes in here, and this will end, and that is that what's the story with a parent asking a child? Can a parent with makabel Shabbos, can they ask their child? There's a little bit more of an issue. Because even an animal that has no Yisurim of Shabbos, nevertheless, when it's on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask an animal, your animal's not allowed to do malacha for you. And the Shvisos Behemdei, the Shvisos Benoi also. So, the same way that even though there's no Isur for the child to do it, but maybe he's it's mutl on me to prevent him from doing it. And I saw him in Mr. Glaretz, he clears the Shaili, he blabs Shmer, he doesn't say, is it mutter, is it Asur? The Shiva Levi goes, Pasha, that it's mutter. The only tzad, he says, the whole din of Shisus Benoi is that you can't have that your child who's telling you is doing a malacha on Shabbos. You have to make sure that he's not doing a malacha. But if he's not doing a malacha, because for him it's not Shabbos yet, then it's not a problem. And I think, Kimdomani, that's the meaning in many, many different houses, especially if you hold that the child is Nigra Basa the parent, then there's much more of a problem. The child is not Nigra Basa the parent. Then the parent asking the child to do something, many times the wife, the mother lights Shabbos list. She's makabel Shabbos. Then she asks the child to turn off the fire, turn off the kimdumani, the many gets to be makel. It's maybe a little bit more like if you could ask an older child, somebody that's already that's not totally in the parents. Then there's no din maybe if she's married. You're not mamish totally in the parents. They're their own person. It's maybe better to ask them. But kimdumani, the many is to be makel in such a case, and they would be allowed to. As the child, they're not considered nichlal in the halakha of the mom. Anyone that would like to leave, please feel free. Just a thought on Rosh Hashanah. If somebody had to leave, I'm not going to take it personally. I don't know if we have a chance for Rosh Hashanah. Just, what's the hachana for Rosh Hashanah? What's the hachana for Rosh Hashanah? What is the day of Rosh Hashanah? Kabbalah Zavach Shemayim? It's Yom Adin. It's also Im Lufanei Malchus Kedishtam Nichuni Aleichem. So the Chavis Lavavi says that our Avodas Hashem, the Kabbalah of Shemayim, comes from our Hakara of how much we're chayav to Ribbono Shel'olam. From Makir, how much we're chayav to Ribbono Shel'olam, then automatically we're going to reciprocate. If someone would give you $1 million and ask you to do something for you, for sure you do for them. How much am I chayav to this person? If they would give you, how much are you willing to sell your hand for? How much are you willing to sell your legs for? There's plenty of people that are homeless and don't have the ability to walk, to move, to see. How much do you chayev to Ribbono Shel Olam? A sach mer from a few $1 million. You're chayev to the bill. I have a relative who's an almana twice, and she's an old age home. She doesn't live in the country of her children. She never had children. She was adopted in America. She has no one. And she tells me, Ani Ashira. Why Ashira? What does Ashira stand for? Ayin is I have Einayim. Shin is I have Shinayim. Yod is I have Yodayim. Reish is I have Reblayim. Hey, Ani Halechet. This is what she tells me. She has nothing. She's a whole other time. She doesn't have anybody, doesn't have, she lost her husband twice. But she appreciates what she has. To realize what you have, and Baruch Hashem, people have so much that they're chayav and Baruch Hashem for, that to realize how much I thought as an Eitzah, play a game with your wife, or if you don't have a wife yet, Bezor Hashem, then to play with yourself, sit down and play Bago for 10 minutes, coming up with as many things as you can think of that you're chayav and Baruch Hashem for. 10 minutes, sit down for 10 minutes. How many things you have to arrange them, then you cross out whichever ones overlap, and you put everything together. Then you'll keep that for Rosh Hashanah, you read it for Rosh Hashanah. There's two reasons to do that. One reason is to realize how much you have a chayav of karas to arrange them. And that means that automatically it will engender a feeling. The only reason why people don't feel it is because they're not meis malev as the chayav of Lavavit. If you sit down for a few minutes to be meis malev how much you have to arrange them, then in Hanami, it'll automatically help you have the Emes HaKabbalah of Kabbalah Shal Shemayim. You realize how much you're chayiv. There's another thing though. It's also Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin that everything a person loses is Cheskat HaChayim. And he has to regain everything back. Because Baruch is now donning, it's the Yom HaDin. What is the Din on? Everything that's on that paper. Everything that's on that paper is on the Din. And Mamela, it's just the Hakarta, it's appreciation of what the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you, and a Hakara of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to don us on. So, I think a short and powerful hachana for Yom HaDin. Another just a small nekuda, I think because many people have felt this way, and it's a good etzah for Yom HaDin, is that Rosh Hashanah is a time that it seems that there's a lot of times a ma'aseh satan to get people angry. And if we know that there's an inyan siman milsa, when we do all types of things else to have a good siman, and we eat all types of things else having a good siman, and siman is a milsa, we talk to find. But Simon is also Chazalse, and that's in the Torah Pashtus we find it, like the Rabban says by the Akedah, and therefore we try to do extra special things on Rosh Hashanah. We should have a good Simon. Says Rav Volvo, the Balei Musa speak this out, that one should be extra careful with regard to his midos, and especially with regard to Kas on Rosh Hashanah, that it shouldn't be a year of, it shouldn't be Simon and Moshe the other way around. Very often Rosh Hashanah there's things that get a person angry. Very understandable things. You come to your seat that you paid for in your shul, and there's a guy sitting there. Or the guy sitting next to you is davening out loud, and even though that's a lachah, you're allowed to. But in your ear, every single word you're not saying, and you can't concentrate. Your posture can't concentrate, driving you mad. Or you come home, I remember one time I came home Leil Rosh Hashanah, and we left them in our apartment, and they made coffee in my Corella cups. I made coffee in my Fleischer Corral cups, which you can't kosher. So that's what we left to them. We didn't even leave with milk in the house. We knew it was no problem. They borrowed milk from a neighbor and they made hot coffee in the cup. There's all types of things. Then they stuffed the toilet. The thing. It was like a bunch of different things. The lights go out. All types of things happen in Rosh Hashanah. And first of all, if you know beforehand that you might be challenged, it's much easier to overcome the challenge. I think I mentioned this in the past also. I think it's a mamish, a matana teru from the Rosh Hashanah. Because Kolamavram Ideisav Mavir Loi Kopshav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a chance to be Mavram Ideisav. He's pushing on the Yom HaDin, giving you a chance. See, how are you going to be Mavram Ideisav? Somebody's going to get you angry, or you're going to get angry, or you're not going to get angry. You don't get angry. Not only is it a Siman HaTayr for the ganze year, it's a Mavram Ideisav that Be'ez HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavram Chob Sheinu, which always Zeichet a good Geben Shirak Sivach Simatayr.